Hey, it's Friday. I'm Matthew Elaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we'll get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you for your Word. Lord, we love your Word. And we thank you for all the good things you've been showing us the past couple weeks on the broadcast. Lord, we ask you again today for revelation of your Word. We ask you for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. And Lord, I thank you for ministering to them in a great and in a mighty way through this broadcast. Lord, I do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, for the past 2 weeks on the broadcast, we've been doing a brand new series entitled A Strong Spirit. And friend, these have been some very powerful broadcasts. And so let me remind you again that if you missed any of the broadcast, or you want to watch them again, or you want to get the notes of the broadcast, you can go back to mam.tv and you can find all that information right there. You can also watch on YouTube, on Facebook, or on our Roku channel. These broadcasts have been very powerful, and I believe it'll help you a lot to go back, go over the notes, watch them again if the Lord leads you to do that, and learn how to do the things necessary to get your spirit man strong. Praise the Lord. Now let's go back over to Proverbs chapter 18. And we are going to look there at verse 14. Proverbs 18 verse 14 says this: the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The Amplified Bible says the strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? And then in the Message translation, it says, a healthy spirit conquers adversity, but what can you do when your spirit is crushed? And again, the insinuation is you can't do anything if your spirit is crushed. You can't live an effective life as a believer with a weak spirit. If we want to live victoriously, if we want to live successfully, if we want to live prosperously and do all the things God's called us to do with our lives and in our lives, our spirits must be strong. Now, in today's broadcast, I want to talk to you about how to discern if your spirit is weak. You know, a lot of people aren't even aware that they are spirit beings. A lot of Christians don't live with an awareness of their own spirit, that they are spirit beings, let alone being aware of what condition their spirit is in, and then if their spirit is not in good condition, taking the steps necessary to get their spirit strong again. Most people don't live like this. They don't know the signs of a weak spirit. A lot of them, again, they don't even know they are a spirit, or they don't acknowledge that they have a spirit. And so on today's broadcast, I want to talk to you about that. How do I discern if my spirit is getting weak? And then what do I do to address a weak spirit? And so let's start by reading a verse here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 in verse 16. And this is in the Amplified Bible. It says, therefore, we do not become discouraged, utterly spiritless, exhausted, and wearied out through fear. And friend, I want to give you three things to check to see what kind of condition your spirit is, three signs that your spirit might be weak. And here's the first one: when your faith is low, when your joy is low, when your peace is low, these all are telltale signs that your spirit is weak. When your faith is low, when fear seems to have a hold on you, when joy is low, when you're discouraged and down, when your peace is low, all of these are signs that your spirit is weak, that you're weak on the inside. Listen to that verse again. It says that we do not become discouraged, utterly spiritless, exhausted and wearied out through fear. That's what fear does. Fear will wear you out. being spiritless, is being hopeless. It's having no joy. It's having no peace. And so anytime that you can sense that my faith is low, one of the best ways you sense your faith is low is by looking at the level of joy and peace you have. And so when you sense that your faith is low and that your joy is low, you know, you're just down, you're heavy, you're worried about this thing. These are signs your spirit is weak. You know, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11, we talked about this last week on the broadcast, that the Apostle Paul was writing that letter to the church at Philippi from prison. And he made this statement by the Spirit of God in Philippians 4:11, I've learned in whatsoever state I am in, therewith to be content. The word content means a mind at peace, are not disturbed by my present condition. So he said, I've learned now, no matter what's going on in my life, I've learned how to not be disturbed by it, how to not lose my peace. And then in verse 13, he said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And so, friend, make the connection between those two things. He's strong, and at the same time, he still has his peace in the midst of a difficult time. Well, that's why he had his peace, because he was strong. And so when you're strong on the inside, come on, it shows up in faith. It shows up in you having joy. It shows up in you having peace. And here he is in this prison in a terrible situation, and he was strong. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it showed up in the reality that he still had his joy, he still had his peace, he still had his faith. He was content even in the midst of a difficult situation. And so when you're wanting to ascertain, where am I at on the inside? Am I strong in my spirit, or is my spirit a little low? Am I weak on the inside? One of the big ways that you can do it is to check your faith, check your joy, check your peace. I mean, if you're being Moody Judy, if you're upset all the time, if you're worried all the time, if you're angry and bitter about something all the time, if your faith is low, these are signs that you're weak on the inside, that you're weak in your inner man. And so that's the first one. When your faith is low, joy is low, peace is low, that's a sign your spirit's weak. The second one is this: walking in the flesh is a sign that you're weak on the inside. Your spirit man is weak. Living carnally, walking in opposition to the word, doing carnal things, you know, flying off the handle at somebody and being rude to your waiter or biting back at your spouse. These are signs that your spirit is weak. See, when your spirit is strong, you walk in the spirit, you say no to the flesh. When your spirit's weak, you'll start giving into the flesh. And so the second one is walking in the flesh is a sign your spirit is weak. And then the third one is yielding to the enemy is a sign that your spirit is weak. When you're giving in to the devil, believing what he wants you to believe, saying what he wants you to say, following him, doing what he wants you to do, this is a sign your spirit is weak. When your spirit's strong, you resist the devil. You stand against him. And so, friend, those are three big ways that you can start to ascertain, where am I at spiritually? If your faith is low, if your joy is low, if your peace is low, spirit's weak. If you're walking in the flesh, not walking in the spirit, in strife with people and acting ugly to people and these kind of things, living carnally, that's a sign your spirit is weak. And if you're giving in to the devil, yielding to him, that too is a sign your spirit is weak. And so we have to learn how to discern when our spirit is weak. You know, it's easy to discern when your body is weak because you feel it. I mean, you're tired, you know, you need something to eat, you need a nap. It's easy to discern when your body is weak. And so you and I need to learn how to discern when my spirit is weak. You know, when your body's weak, what do? You give yourself a meal, you take a nap, you go to bed, you address it when your body is weak to help get your body strong again. Well, we need to do the same thing spiritually. We need to learn to discern when my spirit is weak, and then we need to address it. We need to go about addressing this condition of my spirit being weak. Why? If we don't address it and I stay weak on the inside, I'm going to have problems in my life. And I think you've seen that from these past couple weeks of broadcast. If my spirit is weak and I don't discern it, then I won't address it. And then I'll try to live a Christian life with a weak spirit. And we already know that doesn't work. There is no hope for a believer to live prosperously, effectively, successfully, victoriously. There's no hope for that to happen when my spirit is weak. And so the enemy would like you to not be able to discern when your spirit is weak, so that you don't address when your spirit is weak, so that you just live a Christian life with a weak spirit where you can't resist him, you can't walk by faith, you can't cast down wrong thoughts, you can't do anything you need to do as a believer with a weak spirit. And so it must be discerned when your spirit is weak, and then it must be addressed. You know, I talk to a lot of people that are facing tough things in their life or in the midst of a battle, and you can tell that their spirit is weak. And friend, you can't fight and win battles with a weak spirit. Your spirit is supposed to sustain you in times of trouble. Remember what it said in the Amplified Bible? In Proverbs 18:14, it said this, "The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble." And so when you're going through a tough time, your spirit being strong is supposed to push you through that time. Now, of course, you're being strengthened by God and from God, but your spirit is supposed to sustain you in that tough time. And so you have to be able to discern when your spirit is weak, and then you need to address it. You need to go about doing the things necessary to get your spirit out of that place. Friend, if you're facing a tough time right now and you are down, sorrowful, discouraged, worried, full of fear, these are all signs that you're weak in here. You need to stop worrying about your situation, or I say worrying, you need to stop being so concerned and focused on your situation. You need to start focusing on getting your spirit back up to the place where it needs to be so that you can enjoy victory over that situation. And so stop thinking about things not changing, or this isn't happening, or this is still like this and it's discouraging me. Don't think about that. Think about getting your spirit back up to the place where it needs to be, and that will position you to enjoy victory in that situation. You can't win a fight of faith with a weak spirit. And so how do we, once we discern that our spirits are weak, how do we address a weak spirit when our spirits are weak? How do we address that? Well, the first thing is this. Number one, receive your strength by faith. Receive your strength by faith. Go to the Lord and say, "Father, I thank you for strengthening me in my inner man. I receive strength for my inner man right now in Jesus' name." What did you just do? You just received your strength by faith. Hebrews 11:34 said that through faith, this group of people, through faith out of weakness, they were made strong. Hebrews 11:11 says, through faith, Sarah herself received strength. And so you receive strength for your inner man by faith. And so you got to go take that strength in a time of prayer. Go boldly to the throne of grace and say, "Father, I acknowledge I'm low on the inside. My spirit is depleted. I'm weak on the inside. I thank you for strengthening me in my inner man." Friend, you can receive a quickening, a strengthening on the inside. The Apostle Paul prayed this for the church at Ephesus. He prayed that they would be strengthened with might by the Holy Spirit in their inner man. And so when you get stronger on the inside, one of the ways it happens is that there is a quickening. There is a strengthening that comes from the Spirit of God. It's a quickening. It's a strengthening. And one of the big ways that you receive that is you receive it by faith. You go to the Lord. You ask for it in prayer. You believe that you receive it when you pray. Father, I thank you for making me strong. I know you want me strong. I know strength's available to me. I take that strength right now, and I thank you for making me strong on the inside. That's the first thing you do in addressing a weak spirit or being weak on the inside. The second way you address a weak spirit is with your own words. The Apostle Paul, that verse that seems like everybody knows in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That was a declaration of faith that he made. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, Joel 3:10 said, let the weak say, I'm strong. And so one of the ways that you address a weak spirit is you start speaking over yourself. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You start speaking that over yourself. I call myself strong in my inner man. I call myself strong in my mind. I call myself strong on the inside. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, you might feel weak, but don't say you're weak. Call yourself strong. Get your words working where your strength is concerned. And so the second thing that you do is address it with your words. The third way you address a weak spirit is by addressing your spiritual diet. What are you eating? What have you been eating on? Have you been feeding on the words of the world? That's a tongue twister. Have you been feeding on the words of the world? Have you been feeding on social media and news media and movies and TV and junk like that and not been feeding enough on the word? Friend, when you recognize your spirit is weak, you need to increase the inflow of God's word into your life to get your spirit strong where it's supposed to be. And so you need to address your diet. Feed on the right words. Jeremiah said, Lord, I found your words and I ate them, and they were joy and rejoicing to my heart. God's word strengthened him. In Proverbs 12:25, it says, heaviness in the heart of a man makes it stoop, but a good word makes it glad. Makes what glad? The heart glad, the inner man glad. So a good word would make you joyful or strong on the inside. Proverbs 16:24 says, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, sweet to the inside. 1 Timothy 4:6 talked about us being nourished up in the words of faith and good teaching. And so if you notice that you're weak on the inside, you need to go have a good meal. Come on, you need to get in the word, get in God's word, and just eat until you get stronger on the inside. Eating the wrong words, friend, that'll weaken you. That'll tear you down. And so if you are sensing that you're weak on the inside, address your diet, number three. And then the fourth thing that you need to address if you're feeling like you're weak on the inside is address any spiritual drains. Now, what are spiritual drains? We talked about it on yesterday's broadcast. Spiritual drains are you doing stuff that God didn't tell you to do. And so analyze and evaluate your life and ask yourself and ask the Holy Spirit to show you, is there anything I'm doing where I'm basically, you know, plugging a hole in my spirit and all my strengths just draining out? Am I doing things that God didn't tell me to do? And those things causing my spirit to be drained of all its strength. And so you need to evaluate your life and you need to address any spiritual drains you have in your life. And if you do those things, friend, if you address that weak spirit by faith and by receiving your strength by faith, and then address that weak spirit with your own words, and then address that weak spirit by feeding on God's words, and then analyze your life and look for any drains, that is how you address a weak spirit. And friend, if you do those things and address that weak spirit, you'll go from being weak to being strong. And so I'm believing that over in the coming days that you and I are going to be more aware of when we get weak on the inside and then be quick to go address it so that we're not trying to live our Christian lives, not trying to live our lives as believers with a weak spirit, because that just won't work. If you and I are going to live successfully, if we're going to live victoriously, if we're going to live prosperously and do everything that God's called us to do, enjoy everything that God's called us to enjoy, then we have to be strong on the inside. Praise the Lord. And friend, that's the kind of life you're going to live. That's the kind of life I'm going to live. And come on, say it with me one more time as we're closing out the broadcast. I am strong in my spirit. I am strong on the inside. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you for helping us to discern, to be better to discern when our spirits are weak. Lord, help us to recognize it. Help us to address it so that we can go from being weak on the inside to being strong on the inside. We don't want to try to live for you with a weak spirit. We know that won't work. We want to be strong on the inside. So help us again, Lord. Help us by your Spirit to discern when our spirits are weak and to address it so that our spirits will get stronger and stronger. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching all the broadcasts this week. And hey, I'm believing God with you that you are getting ready to get into a place of spiritual strength that you've never been before. I believe out of these broadcasts, because of the things the Lord showed you on these broadcasts, that you're going to get stronger on the inside than you've ever been before. And that's going to result in you walking in victory over the enemy like you never have before. That's going to result in you being used of God to help other people like you never had before. I believe you are coming up to new levels of strength in your inner man. Praise the Lord. Now, hey, don't forget to come back Monday for the next edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. I'll see you then.